Hey yo, hey yo, this your boy CG over at Homage Hip Hop Portrait, brought to you by NWT Entertainment. And you know what it is, we like to put appreciation in hip hop, but we also want to put appreciation in broadcasting. So without further ado, I want to give a shout out to my boy over at the Weed Feed Podcast. That's the Weed Feed Podcast. It's not completely about weed. It's actually talking about the business side of weed. So go ahead, boy, get your money. We see you over at the Weed Feed Podcast. This your boy CG over at Homage Hip Hop Poetry. Thank you. We see you. And guess what? We appreciate you. Keep doing your thing.
Well, I hope you guys are doing good out there. You know, today, it's September the 23rd. And it's approximately 3:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And there's breaking news. And that news is that Breonna Taylor, the Attorney General, pretty much found that there were no police officers will be charged in her death. Now, there's a police officer that was cited for wantonly shooting into an apartment adjacent to hers. But in Breonna Taylor's case, there are in her death, no police officer is found guilty. Now, I just want you people to kind of take a look at, you know, a pattern here. I've had some other podcasts along this lines, and I was talking about slave catchers, the origins of policing, and how merchants up north were concerned about hard types, Europeans flowing into the America, and the different types of people, hardened type people that was coming from European, and then in the South. They were concerned more about their crops and, you know, their way of life and, you know, slaves providing free labor. So all these things are things that, you know, we need to take a look at right now. There are some people that feel as though America is in a chaotic state right now. I certainly agree that America is in a time of choice. We've been here before, and we've been here where we've been manipulated in all types of ways by our leaders and their ways and their inactions or actions in one way or the other, their prejudice and, you know, the way people view them and the way other people support them. But here's what you want to take a look at. In America, okay, this is 2020. I've provided articles. I found articles all the way back to the 1600s, historically. Sheikh Anta Diop has made a point about who was the original person here on earth. And somehow or another, let's take a look at, you know, the length of time that some people have been on earth versus the length of time that others have been on earth and their sheer dominance in terms of corrupt and being beast. Let's put it that way. They'll say everyone else is dangerous and everyone else is a beast, but the actual beast is the beast himself. And you have to be able to look at this. Okay, now you see, you got no officers charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. When, if anyone else would have done that and police officers would have been killed, you'd have all types of people getting indicted. But see, what's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And in America, people can say what they want. But black people are not getting justice. Now, listen, they did give her $12 million. She did get a $12 million settlement. But no officers will be charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. because this is the tradition in America. We basically don't hold officers accountable for their crimes, especially when they're murdering and slaughtering people, black people, namely black males, black females. I mean, they accidentally, I found historically a 17 officers went into a black person, a black family's home, and intimidated the children, literally intimidated the mom, made her stand outside in the cold because she was standing up for her family. Literally, they went into this location with children and a mother, no one there. It was ended up being an incorrect location. It could have been the same thing that happened to Brianna, but just so happened, you know, it didn't go that way, but it could have. But on that day, it was one of the kids' birthday, and they knocked. The police were so aggressively thinking that they were serving a search warrant or serving a warrant, and it was at the wrong house. So, you know, this is how aggressive police are. But the birthday cake was still left on the ground. The family, the young kids were traumatized, and they did get to tell their story as to what happened. And the mom that was put outside, the whole family was traumatized, a black family. So here again is a mistake of the police, or aggression of the police, however you want to say it. You know, all men are not perfect, but I'm just telling you, police are out of control. Now listen to me. How can 17 men go to a location, intimidate a poor black family, no men there at all, just all women and children? The woman speaks up and tells them that, hey, you're in the wrong place. You got the wrong family. You know, you're all wrong. You can't do this without a warrant, this, and that, and other, because they're not showing her anything. And they take her and put her outside in the cold while they ransack her house illegally because they're at the wrong location. And do you know, because they're police officers and because we give them authority, they basically can justify these kinds of things. Now, I don't think a lawyer in the long run will allow, since they did go to the wrong location, I'm sure they will pay some kind of monetary settlement to that family for that. The same thing they did here with Brianna. They're never going to hang or lynch their own. And they'll call people exercising their constitutional rights to protest mob rule mentality. But when the rabbits got the gun and the police end up injured and shot and killed in numbers like they're killing other people, then the leaders were, oh, you heard Trump did say, I want whoever did it. And the police got shot the other day. In L.A., police got shot, and they shot in the car, shot a couple of police. They didn't kill them, but they injured them. First thing Trump said, death penalty to whoever did it, death penalty. See how they do? See, that's the lynch mob. That's the lynch mob mentality. Now we done went from mob rule to lynch mob mentality. A leader at that, you know, he's a Ku Klux leader. He is the biggest. I mean, I know that there's been other bigoted presidents and leaders, but he is the worst in history that I've ever seen, Donald J. Trump. I'm, like I said, an older man, but very mature man. But this man here is basically now manipulating, like he said. The only thing he's concerned about is the red states. That's the only thing he's concerned about. The blue states, he don't give a damn about. This is the way he sees people. And, you know, if you look at his crowds of people, they're like Ku Klux Klan rallies. That's what they're actually at. And he's been doing that since he's been in office. Ku Klux Klan rallies. And all his rallies, all his people, majority do what he do. They don't wear masks. They don't want people telling them what to do. Okay? And so they get together And then they go from there, wherever they come from in the United States, if they don't come from that direct area, they scatter back to wherever they're from, not knowing if they're ill, not caring if they're ill, not caring, you know, if they do have COVID, if they do spread it or one way or the other, they don't give a fuck. That's exactly what Trump is saying, because he's basically saying that him and his people and his type and his followers are the type of people, they don't get COVID. Okay. They're not the type of people that got to worry about that. That's only people got to worry about that is minorities and Latinos. And, you know, they ain't got to worry about that. And it's like he got on TV and said, younger folks don't get COVID. It's remarkable. It's fantastic. So I want you to understand that the leadership, okay, the leadership basically represents like Hitler. And there's a lot of people, like I said, I mean, why do you think he is so into trying to be partners with Putin? I'll wait. Because he is basically a Hitler type person. They believe in Nazism. They believe in white power, whites to control the world, even though they know that people of color are the majority. And if people of color ever come together and realize that, well, you know, it's a matter of logical retaliation. If that, just like the China was saying that they should speak with the Africans and get with the Africans. See, and ever since they said something like that, Trump wants to portray China as a threat. See, China, he's calling it a China virus, when in actuality, we know that he mocked the virus. He didn't think the COVID exists. He actually said out of his mouth that there's only about 25, 15 cases or so here in America, but it's a China virus. It's a Chinaman virus. It's not something that we got to worry about here in America. And he denied it. Had he acted and believed and seen that Italy and other countries, it had been hit by it, European countries had been hit by it, and they smart, they basically said they were going to have lockdowns immediately. So they locked down their country immediately. Trump talking about he wasn't going to let so many people come from America here. And he had he not did this and had he bullshit, had he locked down the country early on December, early January, and made a decision and not minimize the threat of the COVID, millions of people would be alive today. Now I'm going to show you how racist the country is. Even though this man is killing people, and he is literally responsible, and they're even asking the reporters on TV here lately, you know, what do you think your responsibility is here, you know, with all these, with the people dying in the COVID? He ignores them. He goes to the next question. Then he'll come back and, well, you know, I feel bad, you know, but he's never taken responsibility. And remember, at the beginning, he said, we're not taking any responsibility. It's not our fault. See? So if you got that kind of leadership in a pandemic time who says they're not going to take responsibility, but yet he can still maintain, say, 30, 40, 50% of the vote. What does that tell you about United States of America? I'll wait. So a lot of times when people get on here, like myself, and we complain, or people out there in the street is burning and looting, and I don't condone people burning and looting down businesses, because sometimes it takes people a whole lot of time to really build up a successful business. But most businesses have insurance, and people are more important, in my opinion, than any kind of building, than any kind of structure. People are more important, and people should have the right to protest. People shouldn't have to protest, but sometimes leadership is so prejudiced and so closed-minded, like the current leadership that we're dealing with now. Even if a person got murdered under a camera, okay, a black person, police would still justifiably say they didn't do it, even if they had it on camera. And you can see that by Rodney King. They beat Rodney King viciously with their nightsticks, viciously on camera. They beat this black man and literally said that he was resisting arrest. Now, listen, who is going to sit there and just let you muscle him and beat him down? I mean, and not try to, you know, protect yourself. I mean, you're getting hit in the head. You're getting hit on your shoulders. You're getting hit on your, on your back. You're getting hit on your legs with sticks from everywhere with cops. And these is people that are supposed to be protecting you. And they wasn't arresting him for no felonious crimes. A routine traffic stop and a disagreement in terms of you under arrest or am I under arrest? What I got to show you my ID, those kind of arguments. And this man literally got beat down. Another sister got stopped by the police. Okay, and this is all real. I'm trying to show you the power structure that's behind, you know, everything that's happening, so you can understand why everything is. Because we keep wondering, you know, with why all these officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor, why would they go free? If you don't know that, I pity you if you live in America. White officers gonna get charged with killing a black person? That black people just ain't really been considered human beings by them too long. And they don't mean it. They police officers. They're hired to do what they are to protect white folks. Don't get me wrong. They protect most people, you know, but they don't protect black folks too much. You can see, especially when it comes to shooting. They done shot so many black people. I done got numb to it. I'm just waiting on the next one. And what fucking excuse they gonna have? They always justify their killings. But like I said, they gave her family $12 million because there were some things that they know wasn't right. But the reality is they straight out killed that sister. And they ain't taking responsibility for it. And they want life to go head on. You down there in Kentucky, but they officers got a life and they feels like they officers had a job. They still ain't came up with why they went to the house. They still never ever had a warrant. There's still questions. Why was they going to a police officer's house? And why did the police officer end up dead? A black woman. And her boyfriend, who they said that when they went in there, they seen a man and a woman. And somebody proceeded to shoot. Or the man shot back. Now, the man is in jail, her boyfriend. He survived because he shot back. Okay, so now he's on trial for shooting back. And they're saying that they had lethal force, basically, because he shot at them first. And they basically shot back in defense of themselves. And Breonna got struck. And so all the officers that heard the fire that came in and joined the party that did shoot, they were given some wanton shooting tickets, but no one was charged or indicted for killing Breonna. So there's a black woman that straight out murdered, massacred by police, massacred. Okay, not shot, but massacred, black woman, police officer, mind you. Okay, she's a police officer, got straight out killed. So, you know, imagine how her parents feel. They raised their daughter and they on mind to do the right thing. You know what I mean? And she joined the force and whatever. And somehow or another, police mistakenly, they still haven't came up with what justifiably why. They ain't told me justifiably why they was at her house. I mean, why was they at her house? Why was they serving a warrant there? I don't understand it. But anyway, you know, there again is that slave catching mentality. She's a police. Police went to her door. They were, all of them were white. They were justified in killing a black person because why? It's been justified in the fabric of America. All the way back to slave catching days, all the way back to enslavement. People say, well, you can't go back there. I wasn't no slave. Know your history. If you don't know your history, how you going to go forward? And a lot of people, that's what's wrong with them. They deny their history. I wasn't no slave. My family wasn't no slave. I ain't had nothing to do with it. But you know what? There's a pattern in terms of the way people treat you. There's a pattern in the way people respond to you. There's a pattern. And if you don't think that there is, when you just tell me why you live next door to me and you ain't got no more than me, I'll wait. See, I mean, you got people. I seen a person out there on Facebook. He said that black people always want to find something to whine about, that, you know, he's a Trump supporter. And that he, Democrats don't do shit for black people. All they do is make promises. And, you know, that he believes in Trump's. And his brother was telling him he was a, you know, how could he be for Trump in light of all the things that Trump hasn't done or did anything for black people? And he said, you can't tell me what to do, you know, but there are black men and black people who do, you know, who are Trump supporters. So be it. If you're a dick-licking Trump supporter, that's on you. Just stay out of my face. I don't want to hear it. You know, that's your business. That's your business. Like I said, I don't hang around with people who support racists. I don't, and white supremacists. You know what I mean? And if you black on top of that, you're a real sick person. I don't care what nobody say. If you're going to sit up and support a man that is straight up prejudice. I don't care what they say about other presidents being prejudiced. As far as I'm concerned, the position of the presidency is a position that needs to be indicted because it's supposed to be equal opportunity all throughout America. But yet the position of presidents only been predominantly whites. So I don't support the position of president. And when Barack Obama, one black person, one person of color, finally had an opportunity to get there, they still talk about him and put him down, even black people. And I will say this, there were so many shootings of black people, Trayvon Martin and others, that were Anthony Brown, all them kids that got shot back in that time, and nothing Obama, in my opinion, didn't really say too much about it. He wasn't as racist, let's put it that way, like Trump. Okay, he wasn't standing up like Trump do for white people when he was in the office. And so this is why Trump says, well, you know, Obama didn't do shit when he was in office. He didn't stand up for the black people. So Trump stands up on the side of the police because he feel like, hey, keep on doing your job. You know, I know it's hard. You don't mean to kill them, but that's all a part of your job. You know, police are basically given so much force. And if they happen to kill you, well, that's just a part of their job. It's kind of like you sign up to work at a job and you sign up to work on a machine and you get wrapped up in the machine and the machine chokes you. Well, that's all a part of your job. You knew the danger in that machine. But I mean, you know, that's what the manufacturer would say, or the place that you work for. You know what I mean? You knew the dangers of that job. You know, you shouldn't have no chain on. And, you know, when that chain got wrapped around the drill and pulled you into that drill and, you know, drilled into your skull, you know, hey, you know, that's on you. And that's what they're always going to tell black people. You know, hey, you got shot. You know, you black, we white. You in our country. And we do apologize, but shit happens. And just get ready for it and just know it. And try not to put yourself in a position, you know what I mean, where we got that bullet got to pierce your motherfucking skin, because we will shoot your motherfucking ass. So just know that, black people, and in some cases, white folks. I mean, you know, just depends. I mean, because there's been nothing but great white folks that have been standing up on the side of black folks that know, like we know, this shit been going on way too fucking long. Now, come on now. Here we is in 2020, and I done looked up history of this same kind of police mentality and tactics going on in the 1600s, from all the way back to slave catching days, and, you know, slave masters and how they would treat black people and, you know, beat them down and whip them, and the slave catchers would sick the dogs on them, let the dogs maul them and maim them, and then to go back to the master, and the master would whip him again. And, you know, it was just a horror story of how they treated black people and still treating black people the same way today. You know what I mean? With the bullets now, okay? With the bullets on routine traffic tickets, a black policeman in our own place, police going there, serving a warrant on their own kind. Now, understand that. Boys in blue, serving a warrant on another police officer that was a black woman. Think about it. Killing their own kind. Killing our kind. Killing don't make no difference to them. Remember, they savages. That's the best thing I can tell you. They're savages. And they try to call the Native American, label them savages. They try to call black people savages. In that movie that they put out when it came out with the movie saying that black man was the beast and the out to get the white woman and all that. And it started all that racism, the Jim Crowism and all that shit, you know, that is going on still today. Nothing has changed. Just a time. 2020, 1820, 1920s. Remember, Tulsa and all the other places that never, ever was named. There's many. There's more than what we ever even were told or even knew of. Remember, black people were slaughtered. Their businesses were taken before titles were even recorded. Black people's farms, their way of life, they were burnt out. They were robbed, raped, pillaged, businesses taken. And it was done by the police, slave catchers, police. The marshals, the town folks, mob rule mentality overtook black folks' businesses. But now the rabbit got the gun and it's their turn to be in control, and people protesting and doing against the inhumane things that they're doing to people, killing and slaughtering black people. And we protesting, and some people burned down a few buildings, and all of a sudden, here they come again with the ruthlessness, with the savagery, the beatdown, the killing, the to justify the army and everybody, the National Guards or whatever, mob control, mob rule control. So who are the real beast? So again, today, no officers charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. So here we are again, and the National Guard is on the way. They're ready for a fight, because this is modern day time. Racism at its best. Join in. Hope you got your popcorn and your drink. It's an exciting show. It's 2020. We'll be right back.